Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, the 29th day of September 2011. And I'm a little bit nauseous this morning. My wife was sick last night, and it's kind of hit me right now. So there's a chance during the broadcast I may punch out. But Aaron Dykes, I guess, was up here late last night because he's not here right now. He would come and sit in if that is the case. But you know what? Now that I'm on air, I'm feeling pretty good. So please don't call and give me any remedies. I was just letting you know that if I sound a bit staid. Or a bit different today, just giving you a heads up on that front. Hey, I'm doing better than Hugo Chavez. Hugo Chavez is in the hospital for kidney failure right now. And, you know, when I've seen him lately on television, video and photos of him, he looks like death warmed over. I've seen a lot of people fighting for their lives, and he looks like it. You know, I don't like Hugo Chavez, but I still don't wish any harm upon him. 10 years ago, when he was first in office saying no to the Union of Central and South America and the globalist, I like that. But they say power corrupts absolutely, power corrupts absolutely. And so just because the West is run by evil people that have tried to overthrow Chavez and tried to have coups, does it then by extension mean, oh, then he's good? But reportedly, he's been rushed to the hospital for kidney failure. Hugo Chavez in hospital for chemotherapy off and on the last few months. And that will make your kidneys fail. And so he's now been rushed to the hospital. I'm going to try to get a lady I know who did live in Austin for many years and is a patriot, who now lives in Germany. And she just so happened to be on the phone this morning with Richard Reeves, who now works in this office full-time. So I was talking to Helga, and I think I've twisted her arm to be on at 12:30 today from Germany just to pop in to give us her view as a German who's also lived in the U.S. for many years but moved back to Germany, on Germany approves reforms to Euro bailout fund. That means fully waiving what sovereignty they've got left. That is CNBC. So we're going to be going over that report. Also, bag of severed heads left near the Mexican school. Drug crackdown has gangs turning to extortion. Yeah, I saw a report where a high school, Mexican high school football team couldn't come to Texas and play the Round Rock Dragons. I didn't know that Texas high schools play Mexican high schools, but whatever. It's all competition. And that they said, well, we can't come play now because we got to pay $30,000 to a drug gang. Like, it wasn't a football team. It was a soccer team. I can't keep track of this stuff anymore. I guess you would call it football in England. So that's coming up. Yesterday, I saw a Post-Crescent article out of Wisconsin that had some good news in it dealing with the TSA, and I never got to this. And the good news is, I'll just mention it now. I have a tendency to say, we're going to come back after break and we're going to, you know, give you this news or that news, and something else comes up and I forget to get to it because things are so unscripted here and nobody's telling me what to say or do here. Sometimes it'd be good. Maybe I should instruct the producers to make me cover certain things so I don't forget, or to remind me when I don't get to something I said I would get to. But, well, you know what? Let's do a test right now. When I come back from break, guys, make sure that I get to this. Green Bay Packers security personnel to use handheld wands in effort to ratchet up safety measures at Lambeau Field. What's the good news in here? Where's the ray of sunshine in a storm cloud? We'll hit that. Also, I told you this was coming. This is out of London Guardian. Mind-reading car would drive you around. Folks, you're not going to be allowed to drive your own car if they have their way within like a decade. They've already got the Google cars running into people all over the place and that nobody's driving but the computer. That's coming up.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, it is Thursday, the 29th day of September, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Now, you remember Michael Allison? He was facing life in prison. That's life in prison for videotaping and audio taping the police and others in public. Now, the state attorney came down to the county he was in, the Boss Hogdom that he lives in, little Boss Hogville, and said, we want him to spend life in prison with a straight face. The judge threw it out. Now, if I told you there were thousands of cases of police charging people for videotaping them in public, that would be an understatement. There are thousands a year. We've looked it up. We can't get the exact number, but Illinois, I saw a press report a few days ago, has charged more than 500 people this year so far. In fact, there are so many of these out of Illinois that Jaron did a search of it today, and there were articles just all over the place. So many of them that it made our head spin. We thought we were calling one guy it had happened to, and it turned out it was another guy, but then he knew another guy it was happening to who knew another guy. Chicago's artist protest backfires as he faces 15 years in jail because he recorded his own arrest on video. That's the Daily Mail. That's another guy. Okay. Then there's this report. Cops try to hit Illinois man with 15-year jail sentence, and it's consecutive. So if they charge you like Allison with 6 or 7 counts, it's life in prison. Cops try to hit Illinois man with 15-year jail sentence for recording traffic stop. Despite clear legal precedent, nationwide hoax that it's illegal to film cops prevails. And we have a little newscast here where the media people, I mean, now there's no doubt that 12 states know this is not illegal. I've read the statute in Illinois here on air, and it says nothing about videotaping and audio taping people in public. It is in areas that are perceived to be private, like your home or behind closed doors in your office, where both parties are not informed. Okay? Wiretapping is putting a wiretap on somebody without their consent. By the way, how does OnStar get away with listening to people in their cars in all 50 states without warrants and selling it to the police and selling it to the feds and tracking everywhere you go and selling it to insurance companies? That's all admitted now. I told you 12 years ago because I was contacted by an engineer and then went over the technology, and a few years later it did come out the FBI was using it without warrants. Now it's just admitted, hey, even if you turn it off, we're listening to you. Even if you don't pay the bill and say, I don't want this. You buy a car, they said, you want us to activate the OnStar. I remember, I must have been 10 years ago. I bought a Tahoe out at Covert Country, and I went out there because I knew Roger Raisler. I don't think he works there anymore. The little brother of my high school friends, Roger Raisler, was a UT football player, a successful UT football player, big guy. Point is, I go out there, I buy the car, and I say, now I want you go into the dash and remove the cell phone system. And they were like, Alex, come on, you just don't enable it. I'm like, no, it'll be used to listen to me. And they all laughed at me, but said, all right, we'll take it around back and have them do it and come back in a few hours. Again, because I live in the real world. I actually know that we have a criminal government. That, because believe me, OnStar, General Motors would not be doing that, and General Motors is now the government, would not be doing that unless they've been given government authorization and have been pressured to do it. And it's all part of a global standardization, moving everybody into that. And I actually have some news articles concerning this today. But to make a long story short, Google admits now 6 years ago, 2005, we wrote articles about it, from their own press release. Google, to the stockholders, put out a press release, is how we knew, saying we've got new software that when you download our dashboard system or use our systems, we can dial in and listen via the microphone or in the future all computers, we believe, and now they have, will have basically built-in cameras, which, again, is a double-edged sword. It's saying talk to your wife, talk to your husband, do TV, do, you know, whatever. It's like something out of 2001 Space Odyssey where you make the phone call and it's video. But the point is, they've got it jacked in where when you use their services, they have a basically a digital connection and a cookie that's connected to that connection where they can open up and watch you and listen to you. And Google said, don't worry, it's a computer listening to everything you're doing. And it said, if a dog's barking in the background while you're on the computer, we sell that data to people that might want to have dog food ads pop up on websites you visit that have Google ads. It's not just locating off of your geographic location with cookies, and then you're like, wow, it's they're advertising, you know, every restaurant within 2 miles of my house. How do they know that? Well, you're on sites, and they've geolocated you, and they're advertising those at you. And it's not just Google. It's Facebook. They're all doing it. And it's back in the news. We've got a bunch of new developments here today on that front. I've got some Homeland Security news out of Green Bay. But before I get to that, let me bring up some older Green Bay news for you. It's in Matrix of Evil, 2003. It's free online if you want to watch it, or you can support us and buy the DVD. Of course, the film has Ron Paul in it and more. And I just read in there, in a speech I give from the Green Bay newspaper, where the governor was given a tour to the media of one of the first threat fusion centers in the country that was public. And he said, look here, we just type in your name. He showed the reporters, the mayor of Wisconsin, the governor of Wisconsin at the time. And he said, look, I just tracked where you are and the cell phone in your pocket. And it freaked out the people that were there enough that later they tried to pull that story. But that's what they've got all over the country. The cops know what pizza you ordered yesterday. They know how fast you drove. They know everything through these, quote, services you pay for. It's by federal regulations that all the cell phones are tracking you in real time, where you are, what you're doing. They punch one button, it dials in, and they know where you are, what you're doing. They can listen to you. And it does violate federal and state wiretapping laws. They've not overturned those laws. It was federal regulations to manufacturers that all of this be built-in standard. So they're not going to get in any trouble for this. They're not going to get in any trouble for doing all of this. You have to understand that. Because they're the system. They selectively enforce. But when you protest that you don't have a right to protest without a permit, and that turns a privilege into, I mean, it turns a right into a privilege, and you get arrested and you videotape it, you're going to go to jail. Now, clearly the statute doesn't say that. It's official oppression. It's unlawful arrest. It's false arrest. It's racketeering. It's a civil rights violation. I mean, this is like North Korean level super creepy tyranny. And the cops all over the country, it's being overturned by federal and state courts hundreds and hundreds of times, and they don't care. And in some cases, people fall through the cracks. They don't get the right lawyer. They don't know their rights. Hundreds of people, in fact, we're going to do a report on it, if not tomorrow, next week, hundreds of people have served sentences or are in jail right now that we know of in these 12 states that are doing this because the jury didn't understand the law, the judge was corrupt, and let it go forward, and they're being sent to jail for videotaping police in public. And in one of the cases I saw, it was in Maryland, where the cops were 200 yards away beating someone, and somebody videotaped it, and the cops just came over and arrested them and took them to jail too. And that person served a year-long plus sentence, and we're working on getting them on. In America, the cops know full well you have a First Amendment right in public to videotape them. Or when they pull you over, you have a right to videotape them. And in 12 states, at the state government level, they have made conscious decisions and in the morning briefings have told the state police and others, somebody videotapes you, you take them to jail, we're going to charge them. And we don't care if the law doesn't really say this. We're tired of being videotaped. We're going to send a chilling effect. And they go out as an organized crime operation to violate your civil rights in a focused, conscious way. It doesn't get any more creepy and criminal. Now, 38 states don't do this. Texas is amongst them, where the police honor the First Amendment. But I shouldn't even have to say thank you for doing your job. I mean, that's just a given. They did lose a lot of lawsuits all over the state back in 99, 2000. There were hundreds. There were more than 15 or so at the time in Austin that they lost. Back then, they would come up and say, turn your camera off or I'm going to arrest you. And I'd say, why? You're interfering with a police officer's duty. And I'd be like, I'm 100 yards away from you in that checkpoint. You want me to move back? I'll be reasonable, but do you think it's reasonable for me to move back? They're like, turn that camera off. You've seen the tapes with Mike Hansen and myself. They're on YouTube. And I'll go, okay, I'm going to have to sue you. You know that this is wrong. And if you take me to jail, I'll beat the rap. I won't beat the ride. But you're not going to beat the ride either. And I'll say to them, you've seen the videos. I'll say, do you want to lose your house and jet ski? You make the decision right now. You make the call. And every time the cop goes, all right, whatever. But again, why should I have to sit there and talk to you like that? Why are you in my face? I'm going to videotape you. Just like you've got your cameras up everywhere, videotaping us and license plate scanning us and everything else. All right, but point is, there are literally thousands of people being charged right now in 12 states. I'm seeing cases where cops come in your business and for the surveillance cameras, if they have audio, they're clapping people in irons. And again, it's getting thrown out of court 99% of the time. I'm going to finish up with this, get to the latest developments. Chuck Norris has come out big time against the New World Order. Okay, look, I just want to simplify this. It really is an indicator of criminal, willful, conscious, premeditated corruption and official oppression and tyranny with a big fat capital T that in 12 states, and the worst is Illinois, that's where we see the biggest percentage of cases. They're the king daddy of this treason. Where they are arresting demonstrators, activists, business owners, people that are videotaping cops from their front yard. And the cops know that it's not applicable in the statute. They know Illinois courts have thrown it out over and over again, and they do not care. And justice states that official corruption is to be punished even more than grassroots corruption because it's so dangerous when the power of the state gets out of hand. And instead, these police continue and these district attorneys continue and the state attorneys continue to try to put people in jail. I mean, they just threw out a week and a half ago the case of Mr. Allison where they wanted life in prison for videotaping and audiotaping police in public and letting them know he was. I mean, I have run hidden cameras all the time. Police do it all the time when they pull you over. They don't tell you. They got a little camera on their lapel, basically hidden. Are they going to go to jail? No, they're not going to go to jail. There's no perception in public. You should know that when you're in public, you don't have any privacy. Now, if somebody comes up and climbs your back fence and goes up and puts a bug up against your window, pick up audio, yeah, you should get jail time. But the government's doing stuff like that. Google's doing that. TomTom's doing that. OnStar's doing that. And they're not getting in any trouble because they're claiming you contracted with them. Well, in the past, they didn't even tell you they were doing this. As people learned more, They have been forced to do this. So, what do we do about this? It's the people of Illinois need to get angry. You know, I've got a little short ABC newscast I want to play here. And listen to these reporters. How many of these reports have I played where the reporters all over the country go along with this? Oh, videotaping police in public or a traffic stop? You're going to jail. These journalists know the power of the press. They know the power of the First Amendment. They know all over Illinois it's been thrown out. This is in Illinois. They know this. But they play along with it. It's this servitude. It's this getting off on playing along with these hoaxes. Just like all the newscasts I can play here. You've seen them in your town, your area. It's always the same. It's the law. Take the shots. Go to jail if you don't. There's no law. It's a government of hoaxing crooks with a bunch of well-meaning reporters. And by well-meaning, they think it's good to lie. They think it's good to go along with the system. Maybe they're not well-meaning. I don't know what their problem is. Is this the type of society we want our kids growing up in? Let's go ahead and play part of the clip. Listen to this hoax.
Tonight's special segment, felony eavesdropping. You may not know that if you use your cell phone to record the voice of a police officer without his or her permission, you're committing a felony.
ABC 7's Paul Mikey joining us tonight to tell us about a man who learned about the law the hard way and has decided to challenge the state's eavesdropping law.
Kathy and Ron, this is the story of Louis Frobe, but it's also about others who've run afoul of the Illinois eavesdropping law, one of the most restrictive of its kind in the country. It requires that all parties to a conversation give their consent before you can record it legally. Say you take out your smartphone and you start taking pictures of police officers making an arrest. The pictures, the video, is allowed by law, but you must have permission before you record the audio, even if the officer is on the public way.
Oh!
I'm just an ordinary citizen. I was on my way to the movies, and all of a sudden I'm facing a felony and 15 years in prison.
Louis Frobe calls it the worst experience of his life. He was on his way to a late evening movie on an August night last year when he was stopped for speeding in far north suburban Lindenhurst. Louis didn't believe he was in a 35-mile-an-hour zone, and he figured if he was going to get a ticket, he wanted to be able to document his challenge with video evidence. So he got out this pocket camera, which he was not real adept at using. At one point, he held it out the window trying to record where he was. When the officer, being recorded on his squad dash cam, walked back to Louis' car...
That's enough. We're going to come back. These are criminals that are falsely charging people, and they know it. They know they're crooks. They are crooks. False imprisonment attempt.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, so this goes to the heart of corruption in our nation. Oh, by the way, I even forgot another one of our top stories. I covered it last night. It is so incredible. NORML, the National Organization for the Legalization of Marijuana Laws, has confirmed and gotten the ATF letter that they're now telling gun dealers that it's up to them to find out if somebody is a medical marijuana card holder under state law, and that they then cannot sell them a firearm, and basically implies that people that are medical marijuana holders now cannot own a gun. Now, this is outside of law. This is outside of law. They try to twist it and claim they've got authority. But it's just like the ATF saying, we don't need a law. We're just going to say now if you sell more two or more rifles, you got to report it to us. It's already reported to the FBI through NICS and the instant check. But it's just about we set the precedent. You do what we say outside of law. And then it moves on to things like, oh, we're going to charge people using marijuana with a doctor's card. And they say in the letter, we don't care what the state law says. This is lawlessness, but it is undoubted lawlessness that cops don't want to be videotaped, and I'm showing this newscast to analyze the propaganda of the newscast as well. And then we're going to two guests who've both been victims of this here in a moment, where the cop pulls the guy over, and the cop comes up, and he's recording video and audio, And he sees the guy with his camera out the window videotaping his surroundings because he believes he was driving the speed limit. You know what? I've thought about mounting in my car a built-in camera system with like three or four cameras on the car, like one in the front, one in the back, two on the inside. You know, one pointing out, one with a dome shot on the inside. In fact, I've even had years ago a sponsor that was a sponsor on our website who was actually offering this. That's a good idea because they do not like it. They do not like it. And say, this vehicle protected by video and audio surveillance. I mean, what are they going to start doing? Charging a 7-Eleven when they walk in and it has that? But again, here is the cop in Illinois, pulls him over. And the gentleman says, I'm videotaping this. And the cop's just like, okay, that's it for you, buddy. Again, and I've read the Illinois statute. It doesn't say this. And for years, it's been thrown out of court. But they don't care. They keep charging and charging and charging. Take Michael Allison, who's about to join us, along with Christopher Drew, who's under the gun right now, facing 15 years, for protesting and videotaping it. And he's got lung cancer, and, well, he'll tell you his story in a moment. But they also want us to pay as taxpayers to incarcerate these people while violent offenders are released. So, folks, it's the essence of tyranny when they put law-abiding citizens in dungeons. And it's hard to get into these cops' mindset and the state attorney's mindset that they would have no humanity and see you as an animal and want to create a chilling effect so the public won't videotape their other abuses. This is a desperate, incredibly abusive thing. And if this stands, we're becoming North Korea. Let's go ahead and finish the news clip.
On the public way.
I'm just an ordinary citizen. I was on my way to the movies, and all of a sudden I'm facing a felony and 15 years in prison.
Louis Frobe calls it the worst experience of his life. He was on his way to a late evening movie on an August night last year when he was stopped for speeding in far north suburban Lindenhurst. Louis didn't believe he was in a 35-mile-an-hour zone, and he figured if he was going to get a ticket, he wanted to be able to document his challenge with video evidence. So he got out this pocket camera, which he was not real adept at using. At one point, he held it out the window trying to record where he was. When the officer, being recorded on his squad dash cam, walked back to Louis' car, the officer saw Louis' camera.
Yeah, I've been doing it.
Is it recording our conversation?
Yes.
That's what? Are you stopping on our conversation? I did not give you permission to do so.
Step out of my vehicle. Step out of the vehicle.
Louis Frobe is then cuffed and arrested for felony eavesdropping.
That is tyranny.
I was absolutely terrified.
That is evil.
I said, I didn't know about this law. Would you please take the camera? It's like, this is no big deal, and smash it. I was like, you know, I didn't know about the law.
Louis spent a night in the Lake County Jail, was released on bond the next day. Later, the charges against him were dropped. But so angry was Louis Frobe that he decided to file a federal lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the state.
All right, let's stop right there.
And they had audio and they.
It's been overturned over and over again. Here's the cop videotaping him and audiotaping him. And even when the guy groveled and said, take it, smash it, he wanted to punish that guy. He wanted to put him in jail. And that cop would sleep good at night if that family man spent 15 years in the pen, in an Illinois state penitentiary. I mean, do you have no basic decency, Illinois, and the other 11 states doing it? Do you think any of us are safe? Our bank accounts, our pensions, our futures, anything, if there's not rule of law? If government can get away with that, if that officer, not servant, not peace officer, but officer, enforcer, who's enforcing garbage when the statute doesn't even say how they're applying it, can do that and treat a fellow citizen like they're dirt, you're going to be treated like dirt. Don't you get that? These protections are here for us all, hard fought for. They're hiring more and more cops because the corrupt system on top is protecting them, who want to enslave us. And more they're becoming enemies of the Republic, enemies of the American people, just like they are in North Korea or Mexico. Everybody knows in other parts of the world, the police are dangerous, dirty thugs, a street gang. There is a very small separation between guardians of liberty, peace officers, and enforcers for a corrupt state. And you've got to decide which side you're on. I mean, now there's checkpoints all over the country with the military. With the police, totally illegal what they're doing. Violates posse comitatus, other laws. They're just doing it. You've got to start saying no. And I know a lot of people do say no. They get kicked off the force. Well, then you need to not just leave the force. You need to speak out. You need to file lawsuits. You need to get involved. If you see a cop in one of these states going, let's charge this guy, or you're their supervisor, you need to come and say, no, this has been thrown out over and over again. But see, these cops do it because they're told in their briefings, go out there and teach the public not to tape us. And I've talked to police who've been involved. They'll say, isn't that really unconstitutional? Oh, you're not going to get promoted. They want to promote tough guys who are on roids, who will go out and push our families around. Well, you know what's going to happen. 1776 is going to happen. Let's not go there, okay? Let's not go there. Don't follow the orders of these criminal bankers. Okay, I'm done. I want to go now for the rest of the hour to Michael Allison and Christopher Drew. Michael Allison, of course, faced life in prison. The judge threw the case out on the Constitution, agreed, because they had the precedent of all the other judges' rulings and common sense. But the state still wanted Allison life in prison. Now, here's the Daily Mail. Chicago artist protest backfires as he faces 15 years in jail because he recorded his own arrest on video. And joining us is activist Chris Drew. Chris, thank you for coming on with us today.
Hi, welcome.
Briefly, tell us about why you're protesting, what you're facing. And I guess since you have lung cancer, this is their little way of trying to help you out.
Yeah, they gave me a two-month delay so I could get better from lung cancer. They were being very generous. I was arrested for selling art for a dollar on State Street. That's a misdemeanor, of course, but they decided because I was protesting a law that would make the city better by allowing artists to make a living in public, that I deserve something more than just a misdemeanor. So they found a recorder, an audio recorder, and now you should realize that I had a team with me that was documenting this. I had another female artist who...
Sure, you were recording to protect yourself. You're in public. You have a right to protect yourself. It's your office out there
on
the street.
I had another artist videotaping and audio taping the whole thing. And they didn't arrest her. They arrested me and on selling art for a dollar and then charged me with a Class 1 felony. Now, that's a malicious prosecution because that Class 1 felony aspect of the Illinois law doesn't read for taping a conversation between a citizen and a police officer. It's for spying on the justice system. It reads for audio recording a conversation between a police officer.
Sir, we know it's unconstitutional.
Else.
It's been thrown out over and over again. The point here is, though, they're trying to keep people from selling things on the street because you're only allowed to buy stuff from big box stores.
Right.
Another just like they're going after lemonade stands all over the country and arresting little kids, and you can't have a garden in your front yard.
Right.
And a judge in Wisconsin has ruled, I've got that article coming up later, that you're not allowed to grow your own vegetables. They say under the police power, you don't have that right. So we understand they're tyrants. But specifically, tell us where this is going with the 15 years you face.
Well, they're continuing, in spite of the fact that another judge has called it unconstitutional, they're continuing to prosecute my case. And we'll probably have a trial in November or certainly before February of next year.
Now, you're right. It is malicious prosecution. It's also official oppression. It is racketeering because they know that the statute that you just read is for spying on the justice system. That would mean planting a bug in the district attorney's office.
Exactly.
Or something like that. Not having video or audio in your own car or there at a demonstration. Obviously, they're trying to punish you for your political action.
Exactly.
For your speech.
Definitely. And there's no better example of that. I'm an artist selling art on the street. That's the most protected activity in this country, according to the First Amendment. But
and according to Supreme Court rulings.
Those rights. We have to fight for those rights.
Well, it's your freedom of expression. I mean, they're hitting you on so many fronts, and I know there's federal lawsuits by some over this, but we need to go ahead and see these police and others charged for the fact they're trying to frame citizens.
Especially the prosecutors, because the prosecutors are the ones who brought this. This in the city of Chicago, in order to prosecute a felony, the prosecutors make that decision. The policemen did not make that decision. It took them 4 hours to decide to prosecute me on that Class 1 felony. That officer had no decision-making power in that.
Yeah, but he clearly triggered it. He clearly triggered it by saying, because you were recording it, that you were somehow bad.
Oh, yeah, he's a participant in it.
But no, he's a participant in trying to destroy this country.
Yeah. But it's this is a machine city, and the decision was made by the machine. And the officer was just, if they decided another way, if they decided as they did in another case where the officer, the tape of the officer hit the newsstand before they got to it, they decided to, in that case, discipline the officer. So it's a decision made, at least in Chicago. Now, the Frobe case, that was a decision by the officer, but in Chicago, those decisions are made by the prosecutor, the Cook County State's attorney.
Yeah, but we know Chicago is famous. There's no corruption in the police or the government.
Right. That's exactly right. They're all one. And if you want the news on corruption, it all comes from them.
No, I know. They wrote the book on it. In fact, the Chicago mob model of 1313... With a double set of books where you have city budget and then all the real money, that was adopted in the 50s by the entire country and the Federal Reserve, and that's where they've stolen about 85% on average of our tax money to their offshore accounts. It's all public. I mean, this government has just been operating in criminal for so long, and Chicago really taught us how, along with New York. But I mean, how long will the people of Chicago put up with this? How long will the people of Illinois put up with this? I mean, how much criminality will you put up with by government?
Well, that's a good question, and that's why we're making a big issue out of this, because this is a prime example of, this is a line in the sand for the people to react to. The young people are not going to stand for this. If they convict me, this issue is only going to grow. And even whatever they do, they cannot paper over it, because young people have cell phones in their hands, and they intend to use them. There is no way that this state and this city is going to tell young people that they can't protect themselves in court with the truth and from public on the street. And so it's just going to come up again and again and again.
But the system is so arrogant, they don't know that they're destroying themselves in the eyes of the people. That's what always happens in corruption. The corrupt finally take everything over, then they think they're invincible and start really spitting in people's face.
Well, that's Chicago here. They think they're invincible here.
They start really rubbing it in. And it's at that point that tyranny starts to really get resisted, and then they even start attacking more, and then it explodes, and it's all over for the tyrants.
Well, that's why I call Chicago the ground zero for this issue in the nation, because they're the worst in the nation. It has the worst law in the nation. They're prosecuting it in the worst possible manner. And the people in Chicago are more and more understanding that they must change city hall.
Well, it's come out in the news, as you know, in Chicago, that cops will walk in and say to a bar and say, "I like your wife. Come go over here and give me service, or I'm gonna bust this place." And they just say, "Here's my wife." And the cops just openly deal the drugs. I talked to Aaron Russo, who had the famous club there that Led Zeppelin and others were playing at. And came in and said, "Pay me protection money." And they kept coming and saying, "More, more, more." And finally, the cops just opened their own club, came in, beat everybody up and shut it down, and then took Aaron and tortured him. And then said, "It's our club now," because they opened one down the street. I mean, and the people just put up with it because it's Al Capone. America is run by the spirit of Al Capone.
Well, people have to make a change.
And, of course, you got the Daily mob boss. Now they've handed it over to the Israeli commander. Rahm Emanuel to be your ruler. We're going to go to break. I want to come back with you, and I want to get to Michael Allison. What do you think of his case? He was facing life in prison.
That's totally absurd. Totally absurd for asking the right to have a fair court trial, to be able to document the public record, for the public record, what's happening in court and what's happening in public.
Yeah, that was one of his charges. He kept asking for a court reporter with them stealing his cars, for those who just tuned in. He walked in with a recorder and said, "Your Honor, I'm going to record this for the record." And they arrested him and said, "Life in prison, buddy." Okay, we're going to come back with the artist gentleman we're talking to, Christopher Drew, evil thought criminal, and then Michael Allison, another wicked thought criminal. Now, the judge threw it out, but the state's saying they're going to probably bring it back. They want him to spend life in prison because this country is run by criminals. Well, the ATF just got caught shipping guns and drugs in. You know, I've seen a lot of Hollywood science fiction movies that attempt to portray a future world where the police are absolute gang member thugs, things like Clockwork Orange and others. But if you've actually been in Chicago or you've been in New York City, when you actually see these cops, they look sullen, angry, on power trips, arrogant, rude to people. I mean, I've been in third world countries, and the cops don't act like this. And I've been in third world countries and seen seedy, criminal type. And it's just like when you're in some, you know, gas station in the middle of nowhere at night, you pull over and there's a pool hall right next to it, and there's kind of scummy ex-con looking people. You're like, oh, you can see it in them. They're into darkness. They're into corruption. And you see these cops, it's like, man, these are criminals. I mean, one look at them, hats back on their head, bellies hanging out, walking around, and you just even kind of look at them. They just look at you like, yeah, I'm a criminal. I mean, it is just, whoa. It's so creepy. It's so humiliating. And I've seen people in New York. I've done it myself when I hadn't been there many times. I was like, hey, officer, you know where this is, please? And they're just, do I look like a phone book? I mean, they want you to know this country's our scum. And we got your guns and we're going to get your bank account. I mean, it is to live as slaves is really sick. And I'm not going to live as one. So when the cops have done that to me in New York, I've said, you know what? You can go ahead and arrest me if you want, but I'm a human being. You're treating me like trash. A few times I didn't want to get arrested early on at the RNC. So you see the footage of that in police state. Film I made, martial law, 911 rise, the police state, where I'm like 100 yards away from one of the holding facilities, and a cop goes, who are you? Get out of here. I'll arrest you. And I went ahead and, well, they were just trying to get one of my guys' face, and I said, officer, I'm the one that told him to tape. Was I talking to you? Just loving to let you know you are trash. Oh, my gosh. And it goes to the heart of things that in 12 states now, cop pulls you over, you get your camera out, they're like, why are you doing that to document this? Get out, you're going to jail. And I've seen it with women with kids in the car. They call CPS, take the kids. Cop loves the kids crying, going on that van away. Those cops just get charged up. Sometimes you'll see the squad car video while they're in the back of the car, and they'll go, now you're feeling good, huh? In the back of the car, showing you who's boss now. And weird things where they pull a guy over, and the guy goes, officer, I have a, shut up. Officer, I have a, officer, by law, shut up or I'm going to beat you. 5 minutes later, get out, I'm searching the car. Officer, I have a concealed carry. I'm going to blow your head off. 15 minutes later, guy in the back. Oh, to kill you right now. I think I might just kill you. Please don't kill me. Yeah, I think I will. You're supposed to tell me you got a gun. I mean, that was what, in Ohio? I mean, just crazy people. I think I played clips of that a month or two ago. I mean, and there's so many of these videos, I can't even show them all to you. All right, I know I'm ranting. We're going to hold you guys 5 minutes in the next hour. Then I got a bunch of news to get to. But Michael Allison, they still may bring the charges back up. It was dismissed. It, I shouldn't even say thrown out of court. But the charges weren't dropped. It was thrown out of court by the judge. You're still could face life in prison. What do you think of, and we're going to come back and get your comment on it. What do you think of Christopher Drew for recording his own demonstration facing 15 years?
I've talked to Mr. Drew about his case, and whenever I started digging into the fact that this thing even existed, I started trying to find out all the information I could, and I ran across his case.
Well, stay there. Let's talk about it more in 60 seconds.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to try to shut up this last 5 minutes with both our guests and just briefly give them the floor. Christopher Drew, facing 15 years in jail for recording his own demonstration in Chicago. Michael Allison, facing life in prison. Michael, finish your point, then we'll give Christopher the last word.
Yeah, I was just saying that whenever this thing came up, whenever they sprung this whole situation on me, I couldn't believe it. And I thought that the whole thing was made up, the way that it just sounded so unbelievable. And the first thing that I did, and me and my mother, after they let me out of jail, we went to the local library and looked up this statute to see what the language said and what it meant and how it was applied. And the first thing is that the statute is misapplied and misinterpreted, and the language in the statute is very vague and can be interpreted just about any way that it's like the old saying of 100 accountants doing the same taxes will come up with 100 different figures.
Yeah, but still, it says spying on police, and you have to go to Black's Law. Spying means that it's behind closed doors, that it's in private events, which is tied to whole eavesdropping, peeping toms, all of that. The overall common law, and that's why the courts have all ruled this way, is clearly there's no perception in public,
right,
or in public proceedings. And so the issue is that's why it's being thrown out all over the country. The issue now is, why do they continue to prosecute people consciously? Let's get a comment on that from Mr. Drew.
Yeah, the reason the Illinois law is the worst law in the country is it doesn't recognize that it has anything to do with privacy. They say specifically at the beginning of the law that it doesn't matter whether the conversation is private or not. It's still illegal. And so that makes it an absurd law. It was that was made to protect our privacy initially, but perverted to protect and shield the police and prevent us from gathering the information we need to go to court and protect ourselves. And that's why it's ground zero for the nation, because right now, at this time in history, everybody has a cell phone. So we have power in our hands like we've never had before to watch our watchers. And that's why they're using this law as an example. You said before, Chicago's been an example for the nation. Illinois's been an example for the nation. That's exactly what's happening here. Citizens must realize we're ground zero. If they're successful at prosecuting this law in Illinois, believe me, police and other states will encourage their legislatures to pass
and what
law.
Does that say about the prosecutors and the police, that they know this law is twisted and unconstitutional? It's been ruled that, and they still, with glee, love to arrest people. It shows a heart of abusive oppression and hatred for basic freedom.
The Cook County State's attorney was the one who created the spying provision and made it class one felony. They know how it's supposed to be presented and used, and they misuse it on purpose. So that tells you exactly that they know what they're doing, and they're doing it for a reason, and the reason is exactly what we need to oppose. They're trying to institute a police state here in Illinois, and actually I believe they have it.
Oh, yeah, no, they have instituted it. Are you kidding? It's completely mafia run. So where do you go from here? Do you have a website, or how can people support you? I mean, are you going to strike back with a lawsuit?
We're on Facebook. We're on Facebook, Free Sam, F-R-E-E Sam, S-A-M, Facebook.com, Free Sam, and that'll get a daily to weekly update on this entire issue nationally.
All right, well, we're going to pray for you, sir, and also for your lung cancer. I want to get you both to pop in with us with updates in the near future. Thank you so much. We're going to come back, get into all the other news. State court has ruled you have no right to vegetables, anything. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Back live. Thank you so much for joining us. Helga, I've known her for probably more than 10 years, is an anti-globalist, pro-liberty activist who lived here in Texas for a long time, but she's a German-born citizen, and she moved back to Germany a few years ago because of the economy being so bad here. She's going to pop in at the bottom of the hour for 5-10 minutes to give us a German perspective on what's happening. Because it is in the news over there that Germany is going ahead with signing over what's left of their sovereignty to this new financial dictatorship. So she's going to be popping in. Mike Adams is going to be with us in the last 30 minutes. Now the CDC is calling people at home, harassing them, threatening them, telling them to provide shot records, or they're basically going to come inject their kids. So now the feds, talk about being out of their jurisdiction. They're not just financing local schools to come knock on your door and say, I'm coming in to give you a shot. We played that newscast out of California yesterday, and the mother's like, bleep you, and slams the door. They're coming after homeschoolers, everybody. And now the CDC is using that census data and integrating it in and finding out who's got kids, where they live. Now they're going to start a yearly census where the Census Bureau is your little government political commissar that keeps tabs on you. That's all coming up. Now, yesterday I mentioned this and never got to it. And today I mentioned it and never got to it. But I'm going to get to some good news right now. And if you will give me a document cam shot, please, I will show the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers this article. If you're a radio listener, you just go to Infowars.com, and we have it linked up there in yesterday's archive, or just type into the search engine, Green Bay Packers security personnel to use handheld wands in effort to ratchet up safety measures at Lambeau Field. Now, what's the good news here? They say that they've gotten feedback, and it's very negative feedback, about the TSA groping that the TSA advised them or told them to do. And Janet Napolitano has been at the Super Bowl and trying to scare everybody and on big telescreens and at Walmart and now breaking in on cell phones, always forcing their propaganda on you, that they're here to protect you. Be afraid, be very afraid. Only government can save you. And they say, even though the NFL told the owners 2 weeks ago now, that they had to grope everyone from the ankles up. And they said, we will grab your genitals. We will grab your wife's breast and make sure they're not bombs. Guilty until proven innocent. You're a prisoner. They got a big backlash. You heard Jesse Ventura on here a few days ago say that he would support a boycott of this and that he's sick of it. So the Green Bay Packers have said that because of the feedback they've been getting, they're now just going to wand the entire body. And that's bad enough. But at least they're not going to be touching you. So see, there's pushback. It shows that we're going in the right direction. We think it's a more thorough process without having the hands-on in particular. We understand there has been some negativity out there with the Transportation Security Administration has done. This just eliminates that process, Collins said. Pretty much the whole body will be scanned with the hand wand. And they now say they're going to cancel what they did last season under TSA advice, the upper body pat-down. The pat-downs are gone. Green Bay Packers. So I might actually, next time I'm up in Minnesota, drive over to Wisconsin because Genesis is based in Minnesota. I might go see a Packers game. In fact, that's one of the few places, an actual local, you know, a controlled, supported team. I might actually go see a Packers game just because they're going in the right direction. I will not be going to a Dallas Cowboys game. And again, I haven't been to a football game in over a decade. I went to a UT football game, and it's an interesting thing. You know, I would like to take my children sometime just to experience a big sports stadium event and historically educate them about it and let them enjoy it. I know my parents have requested to take them to UT football games, and I've said no so far because I'm told groping has started. So they will never go to a University of Texas football game. They will never go to a Dallas Cowboys game. They will go to none of them because I'm not going to put myself under your control. If you want to quote wand, and that's just a magnet at wand, doesn't hurt you in any way, like the body scanners, to see if I got a gun, sure. It's your private corporation. You want to do that? That, I think, is somewhat reasonable. I've always been against it, though, because it leads to things like the groping, like the guilty until proven innocent. Shows a positive little ray of light there that the Green Bay Packers have said, we did upper body groping last year. It's out the door. Our fans don't like it. And we're not going to do the whole body groping. By the way, they were saying come 4 hours earlier now so that everyone can be groped. I mean, you're going to grope a two-year-old's diaper. This is what TSA does. You're going to grab Ron Paul's genitals, Jesse Ventura's genitals. I've had them both on the show. Both of them have said it happens to them. I've seen it happen to Ventura. And let me, his face was turning red. And I even videotaped it, and later he was embarrassed by it. He's so funny. He goes, we were like, our plane was late, so we were eating Mexican food through the gate. I was, hey, Gov, I recorded that. And he goes, let me see it. He goes, yeah, I'm glad you did it in case something bad happened, but go ahead and erase that. And I erased it. I said, you want to see it? And he goes, no, I trust you. Besides Navy SEALs, you know, I know where you live. He's a funny guy. I would have that footage for his court case if he wouldn't have told me to erase it. And, I mean, they had that. It was a black guy and a black woman. Both of them searched him, and they went in his crotch. And the part really made him mad is they, you know, go in the buttocks. That's in his lawsuit. I'm not going to even say because we got kids listening, but they, you know, they go. And he was just like turning red going, that's why I live in Mexico. This country is East Germany. I can't believe I serve this country and this is how this is. And it was like fun. And TSA people were laughing, asking for autographs. And there were people lining up. Hey, it's Jesse Ventura. And he's just sitting there. And it went on and on and on for about 3 minutes. I'm sitting right there in the chair past the screening area with my iPhone videotaping it. Alex, it was smart to record it in case that they, in case it went wrong, but erase it. Well, you don't mind that I recorded it. You understand why? No, good idea. Good idea. Good idea. But erase it. Hey, you know, you ought to videotape your dog on the treadmill and you on the elliptical watching Sports Center. That'd get 10 million views. No, that's private. He is something else. I just like Ventura because I know him personally. He really is something else. I hung out with him for about 3-4 hours. We walked around the French Quarter. That was interesting one time. And then, I don't know, out in California and places. He's just funny, man. By the way, I did shoot a bunch of video because he said it was fine at his birthday party. And do has it of him singing and Harry Dean Stanton singing. I never have put that on YouTube. I guess because it's not really political, so why would I? But maybe I'll put that on the special report section next week of PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, I tend to get off into happy stories and stuff because this is some hardcore news here. But we've got to admit how far we've fallen so we don't fall further. There's still time to turn back and to honor good people in government and in corporations and police who do the right thing, who we do honor here. But you got to choose sides, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I wanted to get Ted Anderson up here briefly before I get into the news and then your calls. And Helga's going to be joining us and Mike Adams and a lot more. I wanted to get Ted up because exactly what we'd predicted happened. They kept raising the trading margins to where now, basically, they've killed the speculative market in gold and silver. And now governments are talking about taxes on gold and confiscation, and France is talking about it. So they're going to try that too, but that'll only drive the price up more. And if you can just hold on to it when they're trying to confiscate, after they've confiscated it, it'll go up even more. And then when they legalize it later, because they always hoard it themselves, you'll be sitting pretty, in my historical researched opinion. That's what I personally believe. But despite all that, gold and silver has run way back up again. Gold gains as EU crisis spurs haven demand, Bloomberg. Here's another one, Shanghai to raise gold and silver margins, output up in July. They're announcing they're going to do it again. So they're like, oh my God, there's a war, folks. I mean, here's another one. Gold rises 1% as physical buying supports. So they've killed the speculative market, and it's still surging back. So I'm going to be honest with you. They're going to. I'm not turning my gold and silver in. I bought it. You mafia crooks, Al Capone, you know, Chicago mafia that runs our country, tells me turn it in. I'm not. Look, there's got to be a line in the sand. It's like if you say you're coming to take my kids. Nope, it's over. You're crooks. That's the end of it. We all know it. But there's no doubt that's where it's going, because they're going to devalue the currency completely. And they're not going to let you, you know, try to have gold and silver. Now, they're going to fail. The answer is just that's it. We're not doing it. I mean, how many cops out there do I know that call me that have bought gold? Are you going to turn yours into these people? I mean, is there nothing you won't do? We're going to go to break and come back with Ted. But the issue is something big has happened. Ted has been in gold and silver for 33 years. Is it 34 now? Time flies. He's never seen it, where, except for institutional and big buyers, where people buy low, sell high, like you're supposed to do. He sees people buy when it's high and not when it's low. He's always happy to buy it back when it's low. That's how he passes on savings later and has become the fifth biggest gold and silver broker in the country. Ted is seeing 10 times the activity he was seeing. He technically called me last night and said, let me be specific, around 10 times what he was seeing a few months ago and two or three times what he's ever seen. It is a meltdown at Midas Resources right now. People are finally getting it that you buy when it's low. So we're going to come back and go to Ted Anderson for one segment, and then get a report on the economy from Germany, then get into a bunch of news. But that's why I've seen reports they're saying bans on gold sales in France above $600. Cities all over are trying to ban gold sale shops. The feds are openly saying, hey, we might do something here, because they don't want you to protect yourself. We'll be right back.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
No, that's not mariachi music. That's more, I think, South American, isn't it? We were in a Mexican food restaurant this weekend, and the mariachi guys came over, and I was having them play Rucucu and all that stuff. My wife liked it, too, but after a while, she's like, my gosh. But I really do like, more and more as I get older, mariachi music. I even got their card. I might just go completely native. The problem is then... there's a lot of stuff I like about the culture south of the border, but I don't like the drug gangs and the corruption that's grown out of the phony drug war. And we've got to end the drug war today, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and go to Ted Anderson. Ted, wow. So your phones are melting down right now with people that are finally getting it, that this is another market manipulation. But now they've responded. They're announcing in Asia again they're going to raise... margin calls again. So I guess that means they may actually start making you put more money down than what you're actually betting on. This is getting crazy.
Well, yeah, and what I think you're going to see is there's going to be a lot less volatility from that. Now, they've already sort of blown their wad on this one. What you would have right now, if the market was falling like it had, you would have these stop losses that would occur on people that are in long positions and force them into a short position to get out of their longs. And that's when you see these wide swings in volatility. Well, they've already washed everybody out of the marketplace, so now you don't have that. It's like that one silver bullet, you know, they did it, and now you know you can raise reserve requirements or raise margin requirements as much as you want. You're not, you know, they've washed the traders out of the marketplace. It doesn't matter. I mean, last night I was watching the Asian markets, and gold is dipping to about 1590, 1589, right in that, and then all of a sudden, boom, right back up into the 1600s. It's almost like, you know, okay, now we've tried this one. What are we going to do next? And like I said, the central banks, the people, the planners of this New World Order thing, the people that like to control the world, are doing everything they can. They're throwing everything plus the kitchen sink, their first child. They want everything in order to keep the prices of gold down because of the value of the currencies are dropping, and they don't want people moving into gold. That's why you hear France talking about making gold illegal. This is nothing new. The United States confiscated gold three times in our history. France has been doing it, you know, all throughout Europe. Gold has become illegal because they're trying to legislate you back into paper currency. But the people wake up and they go, no, we don't want your currency. If you want us to have your currency, be fiscally responsible and turn off your printing presses and stop bailing everybody out.
Well, that's my point, Ted. People have always said, well, why get gold? Because when the dollar does start dying, you know, the governments are going to try to come take it. They're crooks. I mean, why have kids? Because the CPS might try to take them. Or why ever have kids? Because they might die in a car wreck. Or why get married? You might get a divorce. You know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. Stop living like paralyzed cowards and let these crooks know. Look, I'm going to tell you, they're going to try all sorts of stuff to get the gold coming up in the next few years. And it's not going to work. People are too awake now. Okay? We're not good little nice people that trust the government and do whatever they say like in 1933. It isn't going to happen. People aren't going to go along with it. And all the king's horses and all the king's men aren't going to. So many middle class and even wealthy people are in gold and silver. It isn't happening. It's going to start a revolution. Their bluff. Head on collision. Let's go.
The obvious things, the easiest things for government to take is property like land. Because they just come in with their guns and they can take it. But you can hide gold on your person. You can move around with it, and then nobody knows you have it.
Now's the time to call Midas Resources. Okay, I know you've been grabbing with both hands the last 4 or 5 days with this orchestrated plunge. What do you got that's the best deal, the radio specials, when they call, Ted?
Well, I mean, right now, Alex, I was able to drop the price on the books and the silver dollars right now. $73 delivered for the book and the video thing.
Two silver dollars, the Orwell book by Mark Dice, breaking that down, the great film American Dream, exposing the bankers, and the shipping, $73.
Yeah, despite the fact that silver went up, I was able to reduce the price on those. I found a little better buy when the silver dipped. So
okay, and there's also a banner at the top of Infowars.com that says get two silver dollars and get two free gifts. That'll lead you to the internet page. The only place on the internet where you can get some of these deals there, most of these radio specials, you've got to call about 800-686-2237. Ted, you got a bunch of silver and gold coins. Folks have got to ask to hear the sheet of radio specials, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
800-686-2237, and they're going to be there all night and tomorrow. I believe now is the time to get into silver and gold. Use this opportunity as a buying opportunity. 800-686-2237. It's already going back up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Coming to you. Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Okay, coming up, I have here in my hot little hands the ATF Justice Department letter Headline, feds to legal medical marijuana patients. You don't have a Second Amendment right, period. And we have the article with the document up at InfoWars.com in one of the eight articles Kurt Nemo wrote yesterday. Kurt is quite prolific. What a great freedom fighter. He sees something, makes him mad, he writes an article. I'll be up at 2 o'clock in the morning and see articles popping up and 5 a.m. That is dedication to fighting tyranny. Listen, once you get sick of corruption, it's fun to fight these people. It's not work. I mean, you do get a little obsessed sometimes and burn out, but hey, so what? There's nothing like spending your energy on a worthy cause. We're going to be breaking that down coming up, and a judge has ruled that you don't have a right to your own farm. They said the police power says you do not have a right to your own farm, your own garden. I've actually got the copy of the ruling. This is in Wisconsin, a big farming state. Government is out of control and thinks that it owns us, and our servants are trying to tell us we're the authority, we're the official, we're the Führer, we're your master, and you got to do what we say, you work for us. They are, you know what, backwards. They've got it completely backwards. So that is coming up. Now, Helga is a really interesting lady. She owned a restaurant here in town for years. When my sister was little, my sister's like 14 years younger than me, one time Helga came over and sang a little nursery rhyme to her. My mom always repeats the thing, and I just brought it up to Helga, and she goes, oh, yes, I don't remember the whole nursery rhyme, but I'll maybe call your mom sometime. I guess I'll give her a number so she can hear it. Helga doesn't want to do the nursery rhyme here for us today, but she's from Germany, German citizen, lived here in the U.S. for a while. Came out to activist events, I don't know, for over 10 years. Met her many years ago. She moved back to Germany a few years ago. She's friends with Richard Reeves, and Richard Reeves was talking to her on the phone today and handed the phone to me, and I was talking to Helga. And I said, you know, I read in the news Germany went ahead and agreed to waive whatever sovereignty it's got left to the new, quote, financial union that even British and German papers admits sets up a financial dictatorship and ends sovereignty. In fact, just search New Deal sets up Euro dictatorship or financial union. We'll show folks some of those headlines, and I'll dig out some of the articles I actually have today on the subject here in a moment. But I just wanted to get Helga on with us, Helga Moret, if I'm pronouncing that right, on for like 5 minutes as a German who's also, you know, a person who's lived in America quite a bit, who can communicate the parallels between the way the American people see the bankster takeover and the way the German people see it, because it's the exact same banks, exact same banking families engaged in economic sabotage and takeover. And by the way, I interviewed John Perkins, the economic hitman author who worked for them, and he said, absolutely, this is the planned takedown of Europe and then the United States into this one world government. So Helga, here we are. It's actually happening,
and I tell you, with a lot of arm twisting, a lot of blackmail, they got $780 billion approved to give to the banks again. Not a penny is going to go to Greece. The poor country doesn't have much industry, and the little bit they have the IMF right now there, and the IMF is going to tell them that they have to privatize the little bit they have, and they have to reduce wages, and they have to, and social security, and a lot of, and increase taxes on housing, and, you know, just every penny they can take and more they will take from the Greek people. Which means, somebody said in the parliament today that now those 780 have to be approved before Greece actually really goes bankrupt, because then the banks can serve themselves from that money, and they again will not lose a penny. So it's, what can one say? It's the IMF. Every country now in Europe has to show the IMF the money they give, you know, for social programs and for everything else, whatever the household is. It has to be approved by the IMF. So we are totally into you know, dictatorship for the European Union with the IMF, and, you know, the European Union is set up as a dictatorship. I mean, the four people on top, they're secret, they do nothing in public, and then there is a committee of all the 27 members, and they get together also in secret, and then it goes to the parliament, and they have nothing to say, only to approve it, and then it goes to the different countries. It takes 3 weeks to translate it, and they only have they have actually 8 weeks, but by the time it's translated, they only have 5 weeks. And, you know, as they are bought off, they're just rubber stamped, but then so it goes. It's total, it gets more and more open, a dictatorship. I mean, what now can I say?
And I've actually, Helga, heard Bloomberg, CNBC, because I listen to the TV channels in the car on XM, so I listen to TV, to be clear. I hear them with this talking point. I see it out of Europe. There's too much democratic processes in Germany. Merkel has, you know, lost the last two rounds of elections. She's barely hanging on to parliament.
What? And why is that? Because we already have that whole program in Germany. We have the lowest wages. We have no minimum wage. We already have not got any rent increase, any social security increase. They have it already done. First, because, you know, there was the reunification of Europe, and so they need the money. And, you know, and then one or the other. So already we have this IMM program already here. So people are getting really disgusted about the Merkel and her party, and, you know, they're also, I mean...
Well, that was the rest of my question, is to actually hear U.S. media, and also read it in the German, English papers, and the English papers themselves out of England, to actually see them say, don't worry, the Germans don't want this, but their democracy doesn't matter. We're just going ahead with this because this will shore up the markets. The bankers drive down the markets to terrorize the public every time they want a new bailout. I mean, it's really a direct tax.
Did you look at the stock market? The Deutsche Bank and all those guys, they went up 12% yesterday. And I don't know how much today. So they're really happy about this money. I mean, it won't take them very long to kind of speculate. You know, 780 billion away.
But that's my point, is that they all...
Again.
But it's not just the money they want. It's the new, quote, financial authority
that
you, as you said, that is above. This is the end of any sovereignty.
That's it. It's not about the money. It's about the control. And finally, having us totally in this European dictatorship.
Now, I also saw reports, the last thing that they have, obviously, in Europe that has any sovereignty involved in it, is the soccer teams, the football teams. So now the memo got leaked last week by Zero Hedge, and it was confirmed to be accurate. They're planning on making people get rid of their team's national name, and it'll be called Euro this, Euro that. So they're also going to get rid of even the names of the countries on the teams. I mean, you talk about an attack on sovereignty. They are trying to erase it. This is total economic conquest.
Yep.
What are the average Germans?
The soccer games. I don't watch football, but anyway, it wouldn't surprise me. You know, you can only sell straight cucumbers in Europe because the European has decided a couple of years ago that all cucumbers have to be straight. No more crooked cucumbers. So anyway, yeah, it's sad.
And they always pick ridiculous things to just train you to, like, it's like in the Marine Corps, stand on your head. Why? Because I said so. And it's just about training you. You can't have this toilet, can't have this light bulb, can't have an outdoor space heater, can't have this car. And it's all about control.
Yeah, it's all about control. And it's going so fast now. It's, you know, and that's why I'm saying Ron Paul has to win, or Or, and I really like the voice of Jesse Ventura, because when he first was voted in Minnesota as governor, I didn't know anything about him. But when I heard his voice, I thought, my God, that's a different voice from all the politicians, and it's trustworthy. And for all those people who don't know what in the world is going on, when they hear that voice, they say, yeah, that's somebody to vote for. You know.
Well, you're saying, I mean, he is a maverick from the outside.
Anything away from Ron Paul.
Sure. Now, expanding on the whole Germany issue and what's happening. This is big news that Germany is saying, yes, we will go along with this. We will give up what sovereignty we have left. Hermann von Rumpy, the head of the unelected bureaucracy, says it's about world government. We played those clips the other night on InfoWars, yeah. Nightly News. Will the German people put up with this?
The German people don't know any. Actually, the thing is, German people are by now so tired. They don't even. I don't know. They care, but it's like they're just so tired. It's going on so long. You know, this back and forth. So they're just. You know, we have all this. It's already done. It's already done. When we were not asked if we want to get into the European Union. It's all done. We are in it without, you know, having we couldn't vote on it. So.
That's right. You were brought in without being able to vote, like most countries. The few countries that have been able to vote have voted to get out of it.
Yeah, and they probably twisted their arms, too, to get them into it. I mean, Holland, twice, they had to vote, you know, they had, first they voted no, but then they got them into it. So, you know, it's the, you know how it is, it's the New World Order. And I don't know, Europe is going to go down like everybody else. And that's my only hope, that maybe, you know, something could be done in America.
Well, the globalists don't know when to stop.
They
have an overall goal, but they tend to be greedy individually. And that's another big hope we have. That's been borne out in history is they'll just keep squeezing and squeezing and go a bridge too far. Helga, great talking to you. In a couple of minutes, any other final points you'd like to impart to the audience?
I just want the American people to go out and vote for the right person, because all the other ones, except Ron Paul, they're getting New World Order, more of it. So that's all I have to say.
Let me ask you this. Overall, though, because you're on, you know, every year or two, maybe, you know, we call you up and get you on to give us your perspective, or you call in as a listener. Overall, is Europe starting to wake up more to the global crime syndicate and the bankers?
Yes and no, but they are so tired. People are just absolutely tired. They're working minimum wages. I mean, we don't even have a minimum wage. They're working two jobs. They have terrible conditions, working conditions, you know, like they have to be happy to even get a job. I guess they're just folded, you know, they're just, some of them don't want to hear about it anymore, and the rest of them doesn't have time, and it's like everywhere else, people have to go out and vote for the right person.
Well, the good news is, and for those that send me emails and get confused, it's not like an up or down vote with a president. There they have the parliament, four or five big parties. And Merkel has lost more and more of her majority, and she's now pretty close to being thrown out. The problem is we want to make sure the other group that gets in soon will then reverse this. The problem is
the next is the Democrats, and they will not reverse it. Actually, they will just continue to do it. No, there is no hope, actually, because the one party we have in Germany, they are being absolutely stoned. Because in the meantime, whatever they're saying, a half a year later, another party will say, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's, let's say, minimum wages. This is the party I go for, has been saying it, yeah, all the time it existed. Now, because they're losing in those big parties, they also talk about minimum wages, but they will never, and they will still stone the party which first, you know, came up with. And it's with every item, it's the same thing. So I don't have any hope here, I have to tell you. And I don't see people on the street. And maybe if we all go bankrupt, which could happen, because if the $780 billion is going to be speculated by the banks, then maybe, you know, when we go all bankrupt here.
Well, no, that's what it's going to take. People are going to have to get hurt real bad by the system before they finally wake up and do something. But a lot of Europe, as you know, is literally on fire, and people are very angry. Helga, good talking to you. Look forward to talking to you in the future.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. There she goes. All right, now we're going to go to break, and then I'm going to come back and get into all of this news. And this little pile all integrates in together. Here is the open letter to all federal firearms licensees that they are not to sell to someone who has a medical marijuana card. And now they're supposed to be like secret police and ask about it. Now, it's state law that you can get this medical marijuana card in, what, something like 25 states now or more. They say ignore state law. And if you do sell to somebody who's got one, even if you don't know you did, we're going to go after you and them. So a new way to harass people that use marijuana for cancer and other things. Working to reform marijuana laws. Normal says feds to legal marijuana patients, you don't have Second Amendment rights, period. Here's another one. In Wisconsin, no right to produce or eat your own food. I actually have the judge's ruling. But Chuck Norris has written a big column admitting it's a UN takeover, Codex Alimentarius. So Chuck Norris is coming to save us. It's all coming up.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, I better cover this because I've had John and Rob and everybody running in here throughout the show today saying, Alex, did you know they admit that there was never a danger of this guy flying these remote control airplanes into the Pentagon with explosives, and that the FBI contacted the guy, gave him the bombs, gave him the aircraft, everything. And I said to my crew, I said, yes, I do know about this. And I've just seen so many hundreds of cases of the government doing this to create the illusion that there's this threat. There's one thing to infiltrate a real Muslim extremist group. I'm sure it exists somewhere. Like a leprechaun may exist, or Loch Ness Monster, you know, in this country. But I've seen hundreds. I mean, I see these every week or two. And now I've heard government over the years calling for restricting Estes rockets and remote control planes. And when they're done, they're going to get those. Then they'll try to get a guy to have a remote control car, you know, a little toy one with a bomb. They're going to take that. When they're done, you're not going to have anything, okay? So it's real simple. We've got ruthless mafia running things, and I mean, it's constant. They always get some ex-prisoner who's forced to join a gang in the prison. They've normally got a low IQ. Remember in 2006, they said a group of Muslims from Florida was going to wage jihad in a war. They were going to blow up the Capitol and blow this up and kill tens of thousands. And it turned out it was six black kids who'd lived on the street most of their lives, who were Rastafarian wannabe dope smokers, all on welfare, some of them legally retarded, low-grade morons, and they weren't even Muslims, but the government gave him a warehouse and will give you more money when you dress in the fatigues. And the FBI guy was the Rastafarian leader of them. So they just called them Muslims on the news to scare everybody. Here's the newest one. Tony Cartolucci has an excellent breakdown. Boston FBI thwarts its own RC bomb. Another case of FBI entrapment, proving the only terrorism Americans must fear comes from within the bowels of their own government. Now, you're like, oh, well, that's Infowars.com and Tony Cartolucci. We're not going to believe that. Really, here is Fox. Public never in danger in alleged plot to blow up U.S. Capitol and the Pentagon with a toy plane. A couple pounds of plastic explosives might have killed somebody, but not blow up the whole thing. Yeah, right. Like one hand grenade, you know, blows up the entire planet. He contacted a federal informant in December and months later allegedly began meeting to discuss the plot with undercover federal agents he believed were members of Al-Qaeda. No. They meet at the Pentagon, like Admiral Lockean. They're giving Libya and thousands of real shoulder-fired missiles. Okay. That's if they want to launch a real attack, they've got Al-Qaeda to do it. You're just to be in the news like they thwarted something. And we ought to be glad. At least they're not staging real attacks and just busting idiots. I mean, you know, it's terrible and illegal. Here's an article out of AP about it. Where's the area highlighted? I've got another one where they admit they gave them the plane. They gave them the remote control. They gave them the C4. Yeah, here it is. The 26-year-old was arrested in Framingham after undercover federal agents delivered materials he had allegedly requested, including grenades, six machine guns, and what he believed was 24 pounds of C4 explosives. Federal officials said the public was never in danger from the explosives, which it said were always under control and closely monitored. You mean like the bombs you tried to get to the Phoenix airport a few weeks ago and got caught? Oh, or the real explosives? Or kind of like the first World Trade Center bombing where you hired two mentally retarded men and trained them and gave them a real bomb, a real detonator, and your own agent blew the whistle on you after you let the bombing go forward? You mean we were never in danger like that time?
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I never gave the phone number out today. And I've noticed, I can see the computerized phone system here. It's just the phones are all ringing. Every line is always continuously ringing. I hear national talk show hosts that I know are on like 300, 400, 500 stations. And they're like, wow, we're getting a lot of calls today. The phone system's filled up. Or I hear them going, you know, I'm a guest on some shows. Wow, you really got the phones going. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a computerized phone system that can take hundreds in a minute, and we can get them. We'll just open it up for like 20 seconds and get like 10, 15 calls and stop. Just another illustrator of how many listeners we've got. And by the way, I really want to make the producers and the crew in there really start twisting my arm because I need the help. Maybe like, hey, Alanis, maybe we need like a shocker in my seat. It's a little shocker, a little cattle prod, where if I don't go to calls when I am taking them, you just start hitting the button. That would actually be entertaining, too. We'd have like a shock cam. It could be like a motorized thing where it's like a cattle prod behind me and it goes, and hits me. Yeah, a butt taser. Because I'll come in here. You would think I was nauseous this morning. My wife was sick last night throwing up. If I've got a bug, I'm just going to ignore it. And I was about to not do the show, and I thought, well, I'll just take a bunch of calls and lean on the callers. And then I never went to a call. I mean, that's just how I operate. It's bizarre. I could talk for 20 hours. By the way, we're going to do one this year, and I haven't announced the date yet, but next Monday I will announce the date of the late October Money Bomb. We certainly need one to get the final crew hired. that we need for this year and some more equipment and things, because I'm spending money like it's going out of style. And I end up spending a lot of my time on air trying to scrounge up the cash. But look, most revolutionaries are robbing banks and stuff to get their money. We're here promoting high-quality products and stuff. That's why the globalists hate it and try to criticize it. Now, this idea that those of us fighting tyranny who don't take your money through taxes, that we shouldn't be able to then sell products and have sponsors to fund a platform and a bigger platform to put our ideas out. That said, I do want to take some calls on all the news I've been covering ahead of Mike Adams joining us today. We could probably take five or six, so we'll start answering those calls. In fact, I guess, John, they're all just intentionally ringing. No need to even get the number out. That's not really fair, though, to people that are actually first-time callers or aren't calling. Sometimes it's bad luck, though, I've noticed, to just take the calls that are coming in, even though you haven't given the number out. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Now, I said I'd get to this, and I did cover it last night. But you know what? I'm gonna get to this once Mike Adams is in here with us. A letter from the U.S. Department of Justice saying to all gun dealers, if you are a legal medical marijuana patient, you don't have Second Amendment rights. And they want to start raiding you, I guess, if you have a marijuana card and you've bought guns. They're claiming that any way to slap felony charges on you, any way to harass you, any way to go after the general public, any way to go after that Second Amendment. And it's just all just federal regulations, not laws. It's like, we want you to do this now. Now do that. Okay? By the way, this is the same group that, of course, shipped, in one case alone, now confirmed, just came out this week, 2,000 guns to Sinaloa cartel to knock out their competition and allowed them to ship tens of tons of cocaine back in. That's all confirmed. This isn't just letting some guns go to track them. This is arming drug gangs to knock out the competition, as Celica Steel and others told us years ago here on air. I mean, this is a group of lawless criminals. The ATF are the ones that bombed Oklahoma City. And we go through all the evidence of that. I mean, it's incredible. They are murderers. You understand that? At the top.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we got Mike Adams coming up in about 22 minutes from now in studio. We'll get into Wisconsin judge says no right to produce or eat food. Can't make that up. ATF says if you're on medical marijuana under state law, they don't care. They're going to SWAT team raid you for your guns. You're not allowed to own guns now. And gun dealers can't sell to you. Chuck Norris strikes back against GMOs, Kodaks, and government assault against health freedom. Ethan Huff, great article at Natural News, also up at InfoWars as well today. Chuck Norris at WorldNet Daily is coming out talking about the UN, Codex Alimentarius. He came out about Amiral Alawi at the Pentagon, and why are they putting Al-Qaeda in control of Libya? Chuck Norris, who I know is a listener of the show, he's been on many times. By the way, I know we've been sending him emails. We need to get him on. Yeah, sometimes he just disappears for months because it's his wife that does the email stuff. We may have to reach out another way through a publisher or something because we just go right through her, he said. But sometimes, you know, they're on vacation or they're doing projects. So just go another route through the publisher. That was another way, good way to get him on. He said he'll come on anytime. Point is, Chuck Norris is really, really going in the right direction. And I guess he is listening to the show because it is very, very exciting. So we're going to talk about that with Mike Adams. I got a bunch of other news I want to get to. But right now, let's go ahead and talk to Carol in Pennsylvania. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I know you're tired of hearing it, but thank you and God bless you. I have a message for the mainstream media from Ron Paul supporters. Blackthisout.com. We're doing a money bomb October 19th for Ron Paul. We're also changing our Facebook profiles to put a black rectangle over our eyes.
Yeah, I've seen that. I think we linked to an article about that last week or something, but that's a good idea. Just grassroots movements pointing out that we know there's an attempt to black him out and basically cheat him and cheat all of us. Look, anybody who has questions about Ron Paul, anybody who doesn't want to trust him, why do you think the mainstream media, even if you're too lazy to look up his record, why do you think the mainstream system is demonizing him when they're forced to talk about him but ignoring him most of the time?
It's insane. They're afraid. They're afraid. But blackthisout.com on Facebook and the site blackthisout.com.
Awesome. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead now and talk to Tim in Michigan. Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Pretty good,
sir.
Are
you doing better on the phone today?
Yes, your phone is not distorted.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Anyway, I have wanted to ask you a question. Did you receive the pictures that I sent you from New York?
What is that, sir?
Did you receive the pictures that I emailed you from New York?
I remember you called about it, and I don't know if we saw it. When did you send it?
Let me look at the date on here. August 23rd, on a Tuesday, I forwarded you one. May 6th, I forwarded you another letter. There was one of a fireman.
Yeah, we need your letter. We need your letter on your city banning. You know what? I'm going to put you on hold right now, and I'm going to get your phone number and have Rob Jacobson call you right now, because this fellow did go forward to a city council and got him to ban fluoride, and we wanted to add you to a news report, a big special that's coming out tomorrow night. Go ahead and get me Jacobson in here right now. We'll get this email no matter what happens right now. This is going to happen right now.
All right.
I'm going to put you on hold, sir. No matter how long it takes, we're going to get this. And Harmon, go ahead and text me our new that new affiliate in Canada. I'm going to get that on air right now too. Like you can just verbally tell it to me, and I'll get it. But just go ahead and bring Rob in here now, because he's been needing that information from you. Let's talk to Paris in Colorado. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, I've heard you refer in the past to the rapture as being beam me up, Scotty, and I just wanted to mention a couple things to you. The word rapture is a transliteration of the Latin word raptus, used in the Latin Vulgate, which is a translation of the Greek word harpazo, which means to snatch or catch away. A couple of quick scriptures here. 1 Thessalonians 4:16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 1:10, and wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. Isaiah 26:19, your dead shall live, together with my dead body they shall arise. Awake and sing, you who dwell in dust, for your dew is like the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter your chambers. And
okay, that's enough, sir. Look, I'm happy to have you here and quote scripture all day long. I have said that justice be done, may the heavens fall. And if I'm getting you right, I want you to correct me if I'm wrong. You're implying I'm saying that the rapture isn't in the Bible. What I'm saying is there is not a pre-tribulation rapture. In fact, the verse you just read about when the angel comes down, the archangel, and ties up the devil and cast him in and all the rest of it, then all of that happens. And I'm telling you that the church never taught in the last 150 years that don't worry about corruption because God's going to rapture you out. It's like the Hale Bopp people thinking they're flying up to the comet. And it's this big, giant cop-out, okay, that we're not going to fight corruption and praise God things are getting bad. Jesus is coming next month. I heard that in the late 80s. I heard that in the 90s. I heard that just this year. And everybody, and they use it to discredit Christianity. So I'm tired of these cop-out Christian churches following their Romans 13 out of context and all the rest of it. So read that verse you read at the beginning one more time.
Are you talking about 1 Thessalonians? Or
read the first one you read.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
And let's stop right there. What comes before that? Armageddon. It isn't we're raptured and then we have Armageddon. A five-year-old could read the Bible and see that there is World War III, Antichrist, Armageddon, mass slaughter of the saints. But Christians read that and go, well, I'm not going to go through this. No. Benny Hinn says I'm going to be teleported off the planet. Now, that's what I'm saying. Do you believe in a pre or a post or a mid-tribulation rapture?
Well, there are actually multiple resurrections and raptures.
All right, look, I'm not going to do this with you anymore. I'm not going to do it. Listen, you got churches full of people everywhere. We've never had more churches in this country and more abortion and more of it. Okay, I don't go to these churches. I don't hang around with these people. I'm a political person who has a personal relationship with God. And I know God's real. And I know there's a devil in the whole nine yards. I know it. I can feel it. I've seen it. I know. But that's my private life. I'm here to cover issues. And for me and my house, we're going to fight corruption. Okay? I'm not copping out. I know good and well I'm not getting ejected out of here. Let me tell you something. Did the people that stood up against evil in the Old Testament, did they get raptured? What about all the rest of them? The devil told Christ up on the mountain. He said, why don't you cast yourself down and make God, make your father pick you up? Why don't you make yourself ruler? And Christ said, get behind me, Satan. I'm going through this. I'm going through all the pain. I'm going to be a man. I'm going to live. I'm going to be tested. I'm going to be sacrificed. And then I'm going to be risen. You go through it first. The whole Bible is about standing up against corruption and having your mettle tested. It is not about cop-outs. My entire spirit knows it's a lie. I can go read the Bible all day and see it clear as day. And all this twisting, when preachers get caught with that thing about, this comes after the Antichrist. The Antichrist is getting locked up here when this happens. And they'll say, well, you have to go back earlier in the Bible for this area, which is an interpretation of the such and such. And so it means out of Ezekiel, if you move it through and add this to it, that there's also, there's three different ones. Yes. There's the dead in Christ, and then it goes through all at one time. But here's the deal. I'm not taking your bait. I am not going to descend into the religious warfare of all the different Protestant groups and Catholics and Seventh-day Adventists and the Mormons, and everybody just fighting with each other, running around like a bunch of Pharisees up on the mountainside saying, I pray in public. I pray in private. And I don't sit up here and thump the Bible at people. And I don't sit up here try to sell people my ideas of things, okay? I'm here covering the corruption of the world and asking us what we're going to do about it. And let me tell you something. I have been stopped on the road and on the street and in businesses and have gotten emails by the thousands over the years of people that were secular and atheistic who would never listen to some glitter bug, fake whore preacher who come to this show and this information without it being pushed on them and find God. You are not going to find God in this whore New World Order system of churches and the rest of it that are all being FEMA financed, okay? Okay, I am not going to get into this with you. I am not going to have my message divided and diverted by all of the religious fighting. I am not going to do it. Okay, good. You're going to get teleported out of here. You don't have any work to do. Great. Thank you very much, sir. Let us move on. Just get out of my way. Get behind me. You may not be Satan, but I still want you behind me. You know what that means? Get out of my way. Get out of my way. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. Get out of my way. How else do I have to say it? Get out of my way. I am here to reach out to people that have eyes to see and ears to hear. Okay? I'm not trying to get mad at the guy. It's just, it is so ridiculous. I mean, to say a passage I don't particularly like to say on air. The beast will wage war upon the saints and overcome them. You mean the saints that got teleported up to the Enterprise with Captain Kirk? All right, we're going to come back, and I'm not going to get diverted by this. Jonathan, Mark, Kevin, Rick, others. By the way, Tim in Michigan, Rob's at lunch. He's about to be back. We're going to get this information from you right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. The way they've always done.
Yeah, we've actually gotten a couple of affiliates now up in Canada. One of the newest is CFWC 93.9 FM in Bradford. And so that is very, very exciting. And they carry us 9 p.m. at night to midnight Central Time, Monday through Friday in Brantford. Can't even read properly here. So that's exciting. We should pull up a map and show people what area of Canada that's in. I believe I know where that is, but I need to make sure I'm accurate here. By the way, I shouldn't have got mad at that guy earlier. I shouldn't have. Number one, I've been trying to get this email for weeks from the last caller, so I was irritated by that. And then he was being reasonable and he was being nice. It's just, I have so much frustration with mainline Christian churches that will not get out and confront evil. And I'm not on some high horse. I'm not saying I'm a great person. I'm a sinner. I am guilty. You know why I don't want people telling me how great I am? I feel like crud. I mean, I feel bad for all the things I do. I almost talked about it yesterday. I live out in the country now, and I'm trying to get into work earlier. And I'm driving up this country road, and there's a couple cars in front of me. And there's a guy in a car with his wife in a truck talking to what looks like a state highway truck. I saw some numbers on it. And he sits there for like 2-3 minutes. And I start honking. And finally, when they drive off, the guy pulls over, and I thought he wanted to say something to me. And I wasn't mean. I rolled the window. I said, "Hey, you were just blocking the road." And he goes, "I know. There's a really bad wreck back there. I was going for help." And I felt like a complete idiot. You know what I mean? A lot of people wouldn't feel like an idiot. I mean, I felt bad all yesterday over being an idiot. And I feel like an idiot knowing how big all of this is, how dangerous all of this is. And then I have this very prominent role fighting tyranny, and I feel like I'm an inarticulate, obnoxious idiot. Like, some people think I interrupt my guests because I want the time where I'm being obnoxious. If I wanted the time, there wouldn't be guests here. I can't shut up. I'm like a little kid that knows the answer to something. I'm burning with passion, which is a good thing, but also a bad thing. People also say I interrupt too much. Actually, if you watch CNN or Fox, I've timed it. They interrupt about every 25 seconds. I interrupt about every minute to 2 minutes, depending on what show it is. And sometimes I don't talk for 5-10 minutes. It's that I just tend to in and don't know how to go, let me make a point. Or, interesting. And then, okay. There's the illusion I'm interrupting a lot because I'll go, and then kind of talk real fast and then say, "What do you think of that?" Instead of acting all calm and, "Interesting point. Let me intersect for a moment. You know, I am real. I am who I am. And nothing gets me more angry than a mainline Christian, because I've grew up around them. I'm around it all the time. They'll say, "Alex, I really like what you're doing." There's always some nice church lady. "But you're going to be raptured soon. And you know I don't worry about a thing, because..." It's been so many times, the same type of woman. Young, old, doesn't matter. I'm sitting there like this. "Because, Alex, Jesus has your heart and soul, and we're going to be raptured. So when things get worse, I say, praise Jesus, because it's the end of the world, Alex. We're going to be taken out of here before all these horrible times come." And I'm just like, praise God they're pushing implantable chips, because that means Jesus is coming soon. Oh, boy. You know, I guess my problem is I've actually read Revelation, and it's very clear. You go through the tribulation. You go through all of it. And what are these Christians going to think when all this is unfolding and they haven't been taken out of here? They're going to take a delusion and think that this guy that's here is Jesus. That's what the Antichrist does. He comes as Jesus and defeats the enemy. And they'll say, "Oh, he's here with us. He was all archetypal. You know, all of that was symbolism in the Bible. This is our leader. And those that don't follow him are of the devil." I mean, have you really read the Bible? I mean, if you believe it, then you should read it. And here's the thing. It's a quagmire. So I don't worry about what's coming tomorrow for myself. I just do the right thing, try to do the best job I can. And, you know, I am pleased at the success we've had fighting tyranny. I take value in it. But I'm in the middle of a war here. And I should do a lot better job. But I'll tell you, I'm doing the best job I can. I pray to God to not make me as aggressive as I am, as hateful as I am, as hot-headed as I am. And God has helped me over the years. The stuff I've gone through as of late, 10 years ago, I could have never handled. And so God's working with me. So I apologize to the guy for blowing up at him. Stay with us. Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here. Mike Adams is in studio with us for the next 25, 30 minutes. Then he'll be back tonight on InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. You can watch it at prisonplanet.tv. Now, I want to get into all these other rulings after we cover your top story, because it all ties together. Wisconsin, no right to produce or eat food, judge rules. Continuing, working to reform marijuana laws, puts out this report with the ATF letter. Feds to legal medical marijuana patients. You don't have Second Amendment rights, period. So now they're going to start SWAT teaming folks who they have list of that are medical marijuana people dying of cancer and stuff. Here is the ATF letter on that. I'll show that to people right over here. And then we've got the good news, though. Chuck Norris is now coming out, and your guys at naturalnews.com wrote about this today. They wrote a big article for WorldNet Daily explaining Codex Alimentarius, food freedom, how deadly GMOs are. I mean, people say, oh, so what, Chuck Norris? This is a guy who's published in hundreds of newspapers. He's an icon to mainline conservatives. And as he starts to realize what a threat this is, because he's into health and things, we're really starting to transcend left-right. And getting past all of these labels they use to divide us. Truth is the truth is the truth. And it's very exciting. That's what I like about Natural News is you're nonpartisan. You don't just have the pet projects. You go with the facts and the documents show. So we're going to be going over that a little bit later before you leave us. And then to your phone calls, those that are at least holding, I'll get to you. I got stuck on the whole rapture rant earlier. But let's get into this Department of Health and Human Services document where they're now calling people, asking for their vaccine records, implying, just like we see local schools doing, that it's the law, you've got to have a shot. So this hoax that Perry ran, that you got to take Gardasil, and the hoax in California where, well, we're here to give you the shot, it's the law, it's really starting to get people angry. And the same California news stations that said it was the law, they had to backtrack and say, well, there is a waiver to a policy. Well, you don't need a waiver to a policy then. It's all just pushing this on people. So this is big breaking news that you put out last night. Let's go over it, Mike.
Well, I got to thank a Natural News reader actually sent us this documentation. You know how you have quite an amazing global network of people who are watching, and they're really following. If you see something, say something to Alex Jones. If you see something going wrong, you know, to twist Big Sis's special quote there. But we had a reader who sent us this documentation, and it shows a letter from the CDC that is saying, we're going to be calling your home, we're going to be essentially interrogating you over the phone and asking you questions about your child immunization compliance. And they call it a surveillance program. Those are their own words. This is a vaccine tracking and compliance program. But it's disguised as a survey, Alex. They say it's a survey, but at the end of the survey, they want your medical records. They're actually asking you to go to your doctor and get their medical records with an entire history of your child's immunization.
And they know most people get a call from the feds. They literally, you know, do you know what on themselves. Like, well, the point is, is that they're fully aware of what they're doing. And again, this integrates in. I know you've seen the reports. You've written about it. We've written about it. Where in California, they're coming to the door and saying, okay, I'm here to give your child a shot. They try to force their way in. and say it's the law. I mean, this is a brazen group of crooks.
Absolutely. And get to the underlying thread of what's going on in America today is it's all about building lists. The government is building lists, like lists of people who are taking medical marijuana who won't be allowed to purchase firearms, or lists of people who buy more than one firearm at a time at a gun shop in Texas or Arizona and so on. This is about building a list of parents who refuse to vaccinate their children.
And they admit that that's why they now have the yearly census that select homes get, where they're asking guns, stocks, bonds, when do you go to work? Do you have renters? They're in your face.
Yes.
This is the secret police.
And check this out. Check out this lawyer language. In this letter from the CDC, they admit, quote, "There are strict U.S. laws requiring that we protect your family's information and keep it confidential." But they don't say, Alex, that they're going to follow those laws. They just say the laws exist. Well, laws exist to prevent running guns into Mexico. There are laws that say the president has to have congressional approval to declare war. But these laws are routinely violated, and there's nothing in this letter that says the CDC is going to follow the law. It just says, yeah, a law exists. And then it says, everyone who works on this, quote, survey must sign an oath that promises they will never give out anyone's personal information. Well, that admits that they're seeing all your personal information. They're admitting
number one, we already know, under federal regulations in the last decade, they're already getting all these records. Yeah. They've got it, federal law, it's all digital and standardized. They're just getting you ready to use it publicly against you. Take OnStar. They've always been listening and tracking and selling the data. Now they're just saying, even if you opt out, we're going to still do it.
Right.
Okay, you've got to physically remove it. Now Facebook has to admit, oopsie, we're tracking you even when you leave our site. Google, public schools, yeah, we're watching your kids at home. The point is they're really trying to just acclimate now and bring this out in the open because they want to start publicly expanding it.
And they're trying to acclimate us to this terminology that surveillance is okay. They use that phrase. For example, if you go to the University of Chicago website, which I linked to in the article that's posted on InfoWars, they say there, and we took a screenshot of it because we knew they would change the language, but as of yesterday, it said this is, quote, the gold standard for public health surveillance on immunization rates. So they're trying to say, oh, surveillance is fine.
No, I mean, it's like we're wild zebras or something. They're, you know, I mean, they say that on the nature shows. We're surveilling with tracker tags this zebra or this great white shark as it travels across the Atlantic Ocean. Now, continuing with this, though, Mike, what do you make of all over the country now coming to homeschoolers' doors and others and saying, it's the law, I'm here to shoot you up, total color of law? I mean, this is happening because more and more people are waking up. They're now having to really come out and try to push it.
Well, honestly, I think this ties into the recent exercises in Denver, Operation, what was it, Mountain Guardian?
Yep, and they just now had another big drill as well. You can just unplug that. It's not going in.
Okay.
Okay.
I think this has to do with creating lists of parents who are not vaccinating their children, and I think, this is just my opinion, but I think the CDC is going to roll out a spy on your neighbor program that says, if your neighbor isn't vaccinating their children, call us at an 800 number, report your neighbor to be a non-vaccinating parent, and we'll give you a free year's supply of vaccines, maybe a gift card.
No, Mike, Walgreens, that's already going on. They've already taken thousands of children we know of over the years who aren't vaccinated. There's no law, but they hype up the cops and the CPS to come grab your kid, bring them before a family court judge. They're gone on a plane to Saudi Arabia or wherever they send them. You know, and they're older, they turn the kids against you and say your parents were bad. That's why this happened. But now they just had a big drill in D.C. that we covered last night on the Nightly News. Drudge is covering it today. And it was basically a forced inoculation mass roundup drill. And we have the Model Health Emergency States Act. Okay, I'm saying that wrong. This is from 2002 and 2003. The Model States Health Emergency Powers Act that said they were going to have forced inoculations. And what do they train in the clergy response teams? The documents we got that have since been on the news. You know, they got the preacher going, it's of the Lord, Romans 13, to take the shots and go to the camp. So they are training for this.
Well, clearly, and all of this is framed in the language of public health, that if you respond to this survey, which is called the National Immunization Survey, the NIS.
But it's of the Lord.
Well, of course it is. If you respond to it, you're doing good for public health. And they're going to use this data to find out who isn't compliant with vaccines so that they can give free vaccinations to low-income.
No, it's all part of the see something, say something. and you go to one of these training seminars, because we've got the manuals and video shot, and it's like, okay, 2 minutes of an Al-Qaeda training camp. Next, is your neighbor growing marijuana? Are they spanking their kids? You know, are they non-compliant? And so this is the whole army of snitches, and now you hear the ads on radio. Is your company using pirated software? Get money. Is your boss not paying all the IRS money? Doesn't even matter. They'll just make something up as an excuse. They're creating the new economy. Is the snitch society?
Well, it's incredible. The spy network has now made its way to the CDC, I believe. And remember, it was on your show, Alex, that we talked about the CDC's ties to Northrop Grumman, the military defense contractor that's been found in violation of international weapons treaties and U.S. law. The State Department busted this company many years ago selling secrets to the Russians. The CDC gave them part of a $5 billion grant, an information technology grant, to essentially track partly compliance with immunizations. So the military industrial
complex. Well, of course the military is going to run the bioweapon program.
Well, yeah, of course. That's what this is.
It's a soft kill.
Vaccines, military, bioweapons, compliance, tracking. I mean, these are all the buzzwords that are now becoming, it's all out in the open now.
Yeah, the answer is rule number one with the feds, FBI, CDC, keep your mouth shut. Rule number two, keep your mouth shut. Rule number three, keep your mouth shut, shut, shut. Rule number four, don't talk. Rule number five, shut up. Rule number six, shut up. Shut up. Do you have a warrant? Get off my porch. CDC, click.
Exactly, exactly. Because at the end of this letter, which is very intimidating to parents, because it's a phone interrogation, and they're going to check to see if you lied to them on the phone by checking your doctor's medical records and comparing that with what you
told
them.
I was about to say, they've already got them, and the feds have these weird laws where lying to a federal agent is a felony. So you know what? I don't talk to you because you're a pack of lying murderers.
At the end, they say, here's a big question at the end of the letter. How do I find out more about immunizations and places to get them? So you see,
no, that's what they do. They go, oh, you haven't had them? Do you have local laws on that?
Right.
Well, that's like these newscasts. It's the same in every area. All over the country, it's the same script. You've got 2 weeks to get shots. It's the law. Don't get arrested. Let's go to the police chief. That's right. We're going to be out here at Zilker Park this whole weekend. And on Monday, you don't have any excuse to get your children their shots. And there's always more, more, more. And it's all liars. All liars. They love it.
It's amazing the number of hoaxes that are being run now in this country, like the hoax that you can't record police in a public place at a traffic stop. That's all a hoax, as you've exposed. The hoax that you have to have your children vaccinated in order to get them into public school. A complete hoax. The hoax that
Rick Perry said you had to take the Gardasil.
Yeah, another hoax. Or that Ron Paul can't win. A total hoax, complete fabrication with all the fabrications of the online.
Or that GMO isn't linked to problems in every study they are. Another hoax.
We're becoming
or WMDs in Iraq. Hoax.
Yeah, it's just, well, and growing the heroin in Iraq and U.S. troops protecting it in Afghanistan. But I guess that's not a hoax. That's real. But the hoax was that we're there for freedom. No, we're there to grow drugs. I mean, it's incredible. The number of hoaxes in this country, it's just astounding. And I detect an escalation, really, in my own writing and in how you're describing these events here on your show. And it's a justified escalation because the world has gone insane, it seems, at so many levels.
Imagine cops with the state prosecutors coming down to the town they were in and saying, yes, we want this guy with no criminal record, an auto mechanic, to get life in prison. For filming cops in public.
It's incredible.
And they're straight-faced. They go, yes, we want to put you in prison. I mean, this is total proof. These are absolute dangerous tyrants. I mean, lock up your wives and kids, folks. I mean, they're out there.
Well, yeah, clearly. And now we're going to have, I think, the vaccine compliance police that are going to raid your home in the same way that Marianne Godboldo was raided in Detroit because she wouldn't turn her teenage daughter over to CPS. And we know CPS...
Or inoculations. Now they've had her and given her venereal diseases.
Well, right. That's when they had custody of her, and then she came out with VD. You're exactly right. And that was over a psychiatric drug, by the way, that which they said the state later admitted that she didn't need the drug.
And it's a drug linked to heart attacks and all sorts of stuff in kids.
The whole
it's like, oh, you're not going to let us put your black child, because they love targeting blacks. Okay. You're not going to let us poison her? Well, we're going to take her. And guess what? Now she's got diseases, and you're going to prison.
Now, Marianne.
We're the government.
She told me also, this is on the record, she told me and confirmed much of what you've been reporting here over the years, that there is a trade in CPS abducted children. I mean, there is. I mean, they are sold into white slavery. Not all of them, obviously, but some of them.
No, the select ones. They have catalogs. You know, this has come out. They've killed people over it. DynCorp, who's caught worldwide doing it, is the main private CPS contractor. They have a big office here. I've told police, and they just laugh at me. It's like, well, they're big. They're allowed to. It's like, they're allowed to. Pretty soon, they just. It's kind of like Prima Noctu, which is confirmed. Like, go back to Europe 1,000 years ago. It's in Braveheart, but it really happened. The noble was allowed to have your wife on the night of the wedding. Because under law, you know, the girl couldn't have sex till she was married. Well, that night he was going to, you know, have his way. It's all about dominating us. And it's the same thing with CPS. But mainly they just put them into orphanages and fence them out that way. But there is a total trade. And listen, this isn't just my opinion. We showed it the other night on the newscast. New York Daily News and others going back 5 years ago. People always ask, that's incredible. You know, you've heard about they're testing toxic AIDS drugs on kids that didn't have AIDS.
Yeah.
No. They tested pesticides on them and killed them. They actually strapped black kids down, I guess because that's the group they're allowed to operate on, and murder them. And this is your government. And the government and CPS workers went public and said, we're delivering kids that are healthy and they're dying a week later. And actually the CPS got in trouble. And they said, well, it's all done under a Department of Defense thing. Right here in America, folks. And Jesse Jackson doesn't care.
Look, people need to wake up and realize that these criminals will do anything for money. This just came out today, Alex, that in nursing homes, they realize that they can get triple the compensation from Medicare if they send a senior citizen to the hospital for 3 days and then bring them back to the nursing home. They get triple the compensation. So what do? They have them sent to the hospitals and they have tubes inserted into their bodies and they have surgical procedures. They're using your parents and your grandparents.
But again, what do you expect when people warehouse mama and papa? And don't care because you're out partying. You'll be there in 10 years. Don't worry. No, you don't go check on them. You don't care. So, of course, predators are going to move in. They're going to do it. I mean, this is how evil works. And so now we are seen as steaks at the supermarket. We are literally seen as the food by the criminals.
You nailed it. That's the right term, predators. They are predators. And the people who haven't woken up are the prey. And the... If there is a silver lining to any of this, Alex, it's that more and more people are waking up because they realize that what we're talking about here is true, that this is really happening.
Listen, my dad told me when I was a kid that they killed people in Dallas hospitals for their organs.
There has been an underground trade in organs.
But that's come
decades.
Out now.
Yes, absolutely. I remember I told a doctor friend of mine that 10 years ago, and he laughed at me. Said, that doesn't go on. Are you kidding me? Kidney? You can buy a kidney on the black market. Sure you can. Where do they come from? Who knows? But people are making money on this trade. They're making money on the children. They're making money on the senior citizens. And they're making money.
Look, when you're naive, it allows evil to grow and grow and grow to critical mass. And folks, we're reaching that. And they're going to blow stuff up. The false flag, like you wrote a few weeks ago, you can see it in the programming. They know we're awake. They're going to make 9/11 look like child's play. And then they're going to try to come arrest people that tell the truth. And at that point, folks, you got to choose a side. Because going along with these people is not going to help you. Mike, stay there. We're going to come right back on the other side. Incredible interview. We could talk for 10 hours. I want to get into Chuck Norris and all the rest of it. It's just, folks, you got to decide what side you're on. Chuck Norris is clearly deciding.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, it's final segment of the official radio show, but I will go into overdrive for 5 minutes to get to Jonathan, Rick, and Justice Badger. And we're going to just leave the other phone lines open. Well, maybe Mark. I don't know how I'm going to get to all these people. Mike Adams is our guest. There is so much to cover and go over here. Gosh, we've already talked about the normal thing, but you've got a big article at naturalnews.com today about this. Chuck Norris strikes back against GMOs, Codex Alimentarius, and government assault against health freedom. And in it, he talks about the Codex Alimentarius, New World Order, dangers of GMOs, how we have a right to labeling. And again, I'm not always like on this Chuck Norris worship fest, even though he's come on my show off and on for 5-6 years. Suddenly, he's talking about our government's funding Al-Qaeda. That was the headline, plugging Infowars.com. I was just on Drudge, and they've got crony capitalism, a term that patriots pretty much coined decades ago, about Obama giving money to all his select insiders. I mean, we're really having an effect here, Mike.
Yeah, clearly. And this is a great example of it. I don't know Chuck Norris. I didn't even write that article. That was written by Ethan. But for Chuck to have such notoriety and to come out and take a strong, courageous position against GMOs, which is the greatest environmental catastrophe of our time, which is why Al Gore won't even mention it, because he's not a real environmentalist. And I do have a story coming out.
Well, the system tries to make it a liberal thing. Like, oh, Limbaugh says liberals are against GMOs. All the big environmentalists don't touch it. Exactly. But you've got all the studies where it sterilizes rats in three generations.
But GMOs cross, it should cross the political spectrum, and it does.
It's infecting everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. By the way, there's big news.
You talk about science being settled.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
No question. But kudos to Chuck Norris. For whatever reason, he decided to come to this conclusion and take this stand. He deserves credit for it. And by the way, you know he's going to be attacked by the biotech trolls.
Pimp bomb.
Absolutely. Trolls are paid to go online and attack people like me and like you and now like Chuck Norris.
They're admittedly. I love it.
Oh, yeah. And you can tell they're trolls.
We're some of the most attacked out there, and I'm very proud of it.
Yeah, that's how you know you're being effective. Because now Monsanto or these other companies are actually having to pay PR teams.
By the way, they've been caught. It's not our opinion.
I know, exactly. Yeah, they've been caught. But kudos to Chuck Norris. And look, next week, there's big news coming out about GMOs. I know you'll want to cover it, so I'll just leave it at that. I can't say it all right now. But also, we're going to be challenging environmentalists to come out and take a position against GMOs. Because how can you call yourself an environmentalist if you ignore the greatest environmental threat of our time, which is the genetic pollution of our food system, of our entire planet?
Listen, we are genetic creatures that developed on this planet. The system is rewriting it all. It's jumping into other species, already causing huge problems. And then we're not supposed to be able to even have a debate about it?
No. Not supposed to say anything. You're supposed to pay Al Gore
money
for the carbon taxes. CO2 is killing us, but GMOs, oh, they're perfectly fine. It's going to feed the world. That's the lie. That's the big lie. First of all, GMOs don't even have higher yields than regular crops, by the way.
Oh, it comes out they're big scams.
Yeah, farmers are committing suicide across India and other countries.
Everywhere they come in, it just destroys everything.
Absolutely.
I've seen the documentaries in South America where they got the soybean deserts.
Yeah.
And, you know, and just it's killing everybody around them.
Anyway, big news coming out on that next week, but definitely kudos to Chuck Norris. And I hope you have him on your show, Alex. Because
hey, he's been on many times. We've been emailing the last few months. We'll see. Hey, right. Chuck, if you're out there, your wife's very nice. Please have her read her email. We're going to go through a publisher. That's another way to get him on. But we're going to come back, take a few calls. You know, in closing here, I'm going to cover this tonight when you're on the TV show with us at 7 o'clock. Wisconsin, no right to produce or eat food. And you actually read the judge's ruling. The judge says there is no fundamental right to develop and grow your own food or to have your own cow, your own dairy, or the right to have a cow and drink its milk.
You slaves. He added slaves.
I mean, these people really think they're God. A bunch of above-the-law scumbags. See you tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News with Mike Adams. Okay, I want to jam in a few calls, but you know, Aaron Dykes is following basically what you've told him and what pharmacist Ben Fuchs has told him. And I've just been doing it for like a month, and I've lost like 10 pounds. I'm still fat. People can see I've lost weight, especially when I'm not on TV. I'm not too photogenic. I'm feeling a lot better, except for today. I've got some kind of stomach thing. And Aaron has lost a lot of weight. My wife just started it. She can totally feel it, and her skin's like radiating. Because once you start eating nutrients, you now don't need as much food. You're not hungry.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Ben was a great guest on your show. I hope you have him back on. And I listened carefully to his interview, and I agreed with everything he said, that a lot of hunger is really caused by nutritional deficiencies. And once you remineralize, which you can do through superfoods like Enerfood and like some of the other, I bring superfoods most of the time.
Yeah, you brought us some today.
Yeah. I'm always bringing stuff. I brought chia seeds, and your crew is like addicted to chia seeds now, which is great. I'll bring more.
You're like a drug pusher.
I am, yeah, except I'm not selling it. I'm just bringing it.
Pretty evil, though, bringing vitamins. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but anyway, Ben was right on, and once you do get your nutrition in, you'll automatically start dropping the pounds. I mean, look, you know, I dropped 50 pounds before. I used to be pretty heavy when I was on a lot of processed food, and I don't exercise as much anymore as I used to. I just exercise working on my farm, basically, but I managed to stay sufficiently, you know, fit enough to do my farm work, but I'm not athletically active at all.
And you look like you are. Let's take a quick call here. I tell you, you're definitely evil, though, trying to get people to eat healthy food. Jonathan in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, I have two video clips on YouTube for you and one news article, but I'm going to the news article first. If you go on Google and you put in Mississippi TSA official charged in fatal stabbing.
Oh, I saw that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so basically, Assistant Federal Security Director for a TSA in Mississippi has been arrested for and charged for fatal stabbing.
I covered that last week. There was like five articles of rape, stabbings, killings, stealing, pedophile. I mean, every day they're getting busted for something, literally.
Okay. Now, the video, first video I'm going to is on YouTube, and you can type in Renton cops caught shredding reports on police misconduct. And basically, these cops, they used, they went to Google, who's been known for tracking people online. They went directly to them to arrest someone because they're being made fun of by this guy because he found out about police misconduct and that they were shredding their police.
They arrested him for exposing him. Well, that sounds like freedom. What was the name of the town again?
It's Renton. It's Renton. And you type in Renton cops caught shredding reports on police misconduct. That's one. Did you get that?
Yeah, I got it, sir.
Okay. The next one is this woman in 1947. Her name is Mrs. Slee, and she's the president of president of Planned Parenthood Federation. And this is an old clip of her calling for a ban on childbirth. And she says, the clip is, no more babies. Expert calls for ban on childbirth. And as 1947...
No, I know. Planned Parenthood was founded in their founding documents, they said, to exterminate black weeds and white weeds. And it was a Nazi organization. And then it gets praised by the liberals, and they have all the local liberals raise money for them and run around and do it. No more babies is the name of the clip. We'll get that posted up at Infowars.com. That's on YouTube.
Yes, it's no more babies. Expert calls for ban on childbirth. And this is from 1947. So this isn't just about a woman's choice on being getting abortion.
No, they want to sterilize you. Listen, you're always great calling with news. We'll check that. We'll get that up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And you haven't heard the last of Mike Adams. He's really going to break all this down tonight. Infowars nightly news. And we got a special report with Dr. Connett coming up this evening as well. 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. See you back here tomorrow, 11 a.m. Great job, crew.